Welcome to Cat's Crime Corner, where the book under discussion this week is P.D. James's classic English country house mystery, The Private Patient. P.D. James is now 89 years of age, and The Private Patient is the 14th of her novels to feature Commander Adam Dalgleish of the London Metropolitan Police. The first, Cover Her Face, was published in 1962. And as other reviewers have pointed out, this makes Dalgleish, who began the series as a chief inspector, around 80 himself. In contrast to Ian Rankin's Rebus, who's shown retiring in Exit Music at 60, Dalgleish soldiers on with a Dorian Gray youthfulness that defies real-time calculations. So a willing suspension of disbelief is required here on the part of the reader, but it's probably not a difficult one for dedicated Dalgleish fans to pull off. The Private Patient, like so many of James's novels, is part Golden Age Agatha Christie and part police procedural. But of the two crime genres, it's the former that most definitely wins out. On arrival at George Chandler Powell's private clinic at Cheverel Manor in Dorset, the reader steps into what feels like an elaborate game of that old family favourite, Cluedo. Who killed investigative journalist Rhoda Gradwin in the bedroom with a latex-gloved hand? Was it Chandler Powell, cosmetic surgeon and lord of the manor? Was it Helena Cresset, whose family used to own the house before being forced to sell up? Or could it have been the delightfully named gardener, Mr. Mogworthy? Everyone has a secret or two to hide, and a motive for murder most horrid. While recent historical events such as 9/11 and the London bombings are referenced in the novel, entering the manor means entering a clipped, straight-laced, upper-class world that no longer exists for the majority of us, where background and class status are the key preoccupations and shape everyone's relationships in minute detail. Almost all of the characters speak in elegant language reminiscent of the 1940s and 50s. They wonder, ought we to be talking about the murder? And worry that we shan't get much help from the prince. In addition, there seems to be a pandemic of posh country tweeds. Rather improbably, Detective Inspector Kate Mishkin, who was brought up on a rough London housing estate, is described changing into the tweed trousers and jacket she wore for a country case. Let's just hope that international readers don't assume this is a realistic depiction of the UK. For the most part, The Private Patient is an entertaining and well-plotted read, and it makes clever reference to Cyril Hare's 1958 crime novel Untimely Death within one of its storylines. However, my feeling at the end of the novel was that certain opportunities had been missed, especially in relation to the central theme of class. For example, both murder victims are types of social climber, and the deaths could be viewed as punishment for attempting to transgress class boundaries. This pattern isn't commented on, and indeed the author may be unaware of it herself, although a similar dynamic is visible in at least one other Dalgleish novel. There's also an ironic contradiction between the motives for the two murders, which is again linked to the question of class, but isn't analysed or even noticed by the usually perceptive Dalgleish when he ponders the case at the end of the novel. This limits The Private Patient and marks the difference between the crime novel as a straightforward mirror of society, albeit in this case a rather outdated one, and as a perhaps more sophisticated and rewarding critique of a class-bound social order. Cat's Crime Corner awards P.D. James's The Private Patient a jolly respectable 3 stars.